All right. So what I sort of mentioned was, and I don't know if you can hear me, is both men have at least 4 KOs or technical knockouts on their record. Gutierrez has 5 and Valiev with 4. That is to say, both young men can bang. And tonight, though maybe we don't know who they are, when we walk away, we might just know exactly who one of them is. Wouldn't you think?
Yes, that's kind of similar to that, you know, that the previous fight that I watched, with the World Series of Fighting, it was, you know, somewhat similar where, you know, I hadn't heard of these guys, but after it was done, I certainly knew who these guys were.
Yeah, and you know, really, that's sort of what you want out of your mid-tier, lower-level sort of organizations, where you do get your up-and-comers. That's sort of where you do get your bang for your buck is with the up-and-comers, not necessarily in the big-name signings, like you mentioned. You know, if you got a division where Jake Shields reigns supreme simply because the rest of the roster is weak, that's no fun. But when you get a when you get a couple of fighters who are maybe smaller, lower Matt, try not to type so loud.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But when you get a couple of fighters that are up and comers, and when you could put at least a co-main event that is this sort of even matched with a hometown boy from Texas, but a U.S. based fighter against a Russian fighter, you know, it's in my estimation, this fight is sort of if you're a fight fan, what you're probably there to see, especially since you and I went over how much of a foregone conclusion the main event seems to be.
Yes.
Now, as for the rest of the card, I don't know. Can you rattle off just the rest of the card?
Okay. Well, the rest of the card. Let's see. It's Moraes, Barajas, Telavov, Gutierrez.
The main event.
Valiev versus Gutierrez was the co-main event. Jamie Yeager versus Daniel McWilliams. That's another fight. Ozzy Alvarez versus Andrew Ram. That's the last of the main card.
Yeah, that's the opening bout for the main card, yeah.
Yes, then the prelims is Steve Ramirez versus Kyle Estrada, Garrick Evans versus Isaiah Alvarado, Heinrich Walsmer versus Keenan Lewis, Eric Steen versus Jelen Turner, Mike Kubeska versus Fard Mohammed, and then on what's labeled the post-liminary, Chris Sander versus Jaron Smith and Albert Moraes versus Anthony Paredes.
Now, you touch on a post-liminary fight. This is something that I think came into focus only just recently. Do you want to sort of go over what sort of came together there leading into World Series of Fighting 28 tonight?
Okay, so I think with post-liminaries, this is common with some promotions, is that they'll actually have fights after the televised card. It's basically the dark card. The fights after the main card is done, I guess, maybe to have it allow the guys time to prepare and stuff like that for the press conference and whatnot. So which also lends me to think that, you know, that's I'm on the World Series of Fighting Facebook page, and it specifically says these are Bama USA fights. Which
okay, so it's a co-promotional deal.
Almost. Yeah, it's a co-promotional deal. Bama USA is a local promotion, local regional promotion. They hold fights at the Commerce, I think it's the Commerce Casino on a regular basis. Yep. So,
Commerce Casino being a sort of local Southern California, still within, I think, the outskirts of Los Angeles County, but very close to Orange County. It's a very small casino.
Yes.
I think that's an okay description of whereabouts.
That's
the city of commerce.
Best way to put it, yeah.
Go on, continue.
Okay, so It's a co-promotion.
Break down. I mean, do you know either of the fighters that are going to be on this post-limb?
The post-limbs, there's two of them, actually. Chris Saunders, he might be related to Ben Saunders, who's... I'm not 100% sure, but,
Yeah.
So, that's about all I know about these guys. It's like I said, these guys are all, rising prospects.
We may
know these guys later on.
Exactly. Well, Matt, I think then, we were able to sort of chew on a little bit of fat there before tonight's show, in terms of sort of given as informative a pre-show as you and I are able to do. I did want to go over one last thing before we sort of wrap it up, and that's, given that the bantamweight champion tonight walks away still the bantamweight champion, he's able to get past Barajas, is that right?
Yes.
We put together some fictional scenarios where maybe he faces off with bantamweights in either Bellator or in the UFC. What can you sort of come up with off the top of your head?
Let's see. A good, entry-level fighter. Good entry-level fighter for, Bellator, he could probably...
Supposing he stays at bantamweight, he switches over to Bellator. Moraes, the bantamweight champion of World Series of Fighting. What do you think you could see going on there for
him? Let's see, I'm drawing a blank right now for some reason.
Is Bellator's bantamweight division sort of thin? Maybe UFC is a better way to go in terms of hypothetical.
It's not even that. It's just I'm drawing a blank on. I'm just drawing a blank on both those guys. I need to actually look at. I'm pulling up the.
Who's the bantamweight champ over at UFC?
Bantamweight champ is Dominic Cruz.
Firmly placed maybe as the number one contender would still be Dillashaw. And then break down maybe the rest of the UFC's bantamweight division right
well,
now.
Well, let's see. You got Hinnan Burrell. There's a little bit of a campaign to put Uriah Faber with the next title shot.
Have you seen any of Moraes' fight up until now?
I have seen a few of Moraes' fights up until now.
What do you think his style fits with in terms of maybe a fight that he is able to get a win out of? Do you think Uriah Faber would be a fight that he might be able to get a win out of?
If he can stop Uriah's takedowns, which as we know, since he was a college level wrestler, that may be a little difficult. It just depends.
Has Uriah sort of proven himself to be sort of not easily submittable as well?
I would say so. I don't think he's really been submitted. Any of his stoppages, any of his fights have either been decision losses or would have been, knockout type fights. I don't think he's a very submittable guy,
And who's the bantamweight? Do they have a bantamweight division in Bellator?
They do. Bantamweight's their lowest divisions.
And their champion there, do you know? I don't know if you can rattle them off.
The champion is I think it's Gal. I'd like to say it's Galvao right now.
All right. And have you ever seen a bout or two of his?
Yeah, he gave Joel Warren some hard time on short notice. His problem in that fight was because it was short notice. His cardio was, to whack. So he gassed probably halfway through the fight. And Warren, I think that was the time when Warren became the first two-time division champion in Bellator. But
and how do you think he might measure up comparatively with the Bellator roster and the UFC roster?
I'd say Moraes is definitely comparable to the Bellator roster. I think if he were to jump, hypothetically speaking, if he were to jump ship, I think he could easily
fit into what Bellator's working with right now.
Yes, I possibly even win the championship there. As for the UFC roster, I think he'd have to test the waters before you could throw him right away into a title shot. Not to mention, especially against Dominic Cruz, who's proven time and time again that ring rust is not a factor for him.
Yeah, that guy's excellent. He's it's hard to break glass when you can't hit it. Well, Matt, I'd say that is a good way to sort of bring us home in terms of sort of analyzing the main event fighters as best as we can. We're going to be heading out to that in just a couple hours now. We'll be able to get this posted in a few minutes within the hour. Pardon me. And are you there?
Yes.
We'll be able to get it posted within the hour, so get it firmly sort of pre-show action. And we'll have plenty of videos, sort of post-fight interviews. We'll catch the post-fight scrum or press conference if see what the situation is once we get there. Is that right, Matt?
We'll be able to take assess that situation.
And it should be fun. I mean, it was last time when we caught Invicta, we weren't able to do the pre-show. We had some technical difficulties, but we're able to knock this one out and sort of do a little powwow before we get on our way there. And once we get there, like we said, we'll be...
It wasn't technical difficulties so much as logistical difficulties, but...
There you are. There you are. And we'll be able to get up and running. Hopefully do maybe some live updates, maybe even play-by-play. And... Some sort of have some fun on social media, get the Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter sort of rolling tonight, and see how people respond to the little bit of MMA in Orange County.
Yep.
All right, Matt. Well, if you're cool with it, let's go ahead and wrap it up. My Twitter handle's @Edson_V.
And I am @MatthewSalzer.
Catch the website, MMA-freak.com. And, shout out to everybody that helps with the website. Matt, I don't know if you want to say hi to anybody right now.
Heffy Jr., Tom Heffernan.
Yeah, Tom Heffernan, across the Atlantic, Heffy Jr., Ted Check. Jim Graham. I'm not sure if that's his Twitter handle, but Jim Graham over with the Beyond the Cage podcast.
Gabriel Keith, too.
And Gabriel Keith, the editor. So, again, we're going to get this posted up as a pre-show, and Matt, you and I will be working tonight at World Series of Fighting. I can't wait to see you there, bud.
Yep.
All right. Okay, well, we'll get this posted up, and I'll give you a text message in just a little bit. Is that cool, Matt?
Yep, sounds good.
Just shoot me the emails with the MP3s, man. Thanks again.
All right.